Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A lot of people, they'll hit me up and either on Instagram DMs or comment on YouTube videos, or I'll get a message on Discord like, you know, bro, like I'm going through such a hard time with trading. I'm thinking about quitting. What did you do when you ever felt like quitting? And like, there was times where obviously it got hard and I questioned myself, like, is this really for me? But there was never not one point in time where I thought about quitting whatever I was doing. I'm not somebody that's a quitter. And when it comes down to like certain things and like failures and picking yourself back up, I had like this delusional mindset that was kind of like, you know what, like you failed at this very moment in time, but 5 years, you're gonna be chilling.
Yeah.
You're gonna be straight. Like there's nothing you're doing that isn't putting in the work that won't get you there in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So me like literally telling myself that every single day and literally believing that I was successful before I was already even successful really allowed me to get to this point, to be honest with you. I don't really feel like if I would have had any other mindset, it would have gone as far as this, because there's a lot of people and a lot of people determine success very differently. To me, this type of success is one that's very difficult for a lot of people.
It is.
To obtain. And I feel like I'm very blessed. At the same time, you know, I've been put in front of a lot of different opportunities. I got into the market at the right point in time because I made a ton of money during COVID, because me personally, my trading and my trading system, I'm a lot better of a short seller than I am a long buyer. And I mean, everything was going down. I mean, you had gold dumping, you had the stock market dumping during the pandemic. And that's where I made a ton of money trading, That's where I even got my even six-figure payoff from FTMO.
Wow.
So that's why I feel like timing was also an important role in that, because like at that point in time, I already had like 3, maybe 4 years of trading experience at that point. So it's like, I already had the experience. My psychology is pretty down packed. Like it's like the thing about trading psychology too, is like you can never say, me personally, in my beliefs, you master trading psychology. Because when you go from trading $100,000, $200,000 in capital to now trading $500,000 in capital, your fluctuation in P&L is so drastic that your money or your relationship with money has to change for you to be able to manage that type of capital in the market successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like it was also like important for the timing as well. Because like I said, me personally, I'll make 10 times more money in a bearish market, you know, somehow,
yeah,
compared to a bullish market. And during COVID, everything was dumping. So
yeah,
it was like perfect for me.
I like the way you said that, like trading is about preparation,
100%.
Meeting, timing, you know what I mean? And opportunity, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
all of them things together. You were grinding since you're 17, you got introduced to the skill set, right?
Basically, yeah.
So,
I took a few courses, but I think when we took that picture of Q, I was, I think, 18.
You was 18 at
yeah,
the time.
I think I was
18. So,
I'm not too sure.
Who's investing? Who's giving you the money to buy these courses? Like, what are you doing to get this money to buy these
bro,
courses?
Bro, you know what's funny about Q's course too? I had a bike, right? And I forgot how old that was. I was either 17 or 18 years old,
mm-hmm,
right? And I had a bike. And my parents was like, as long as you're living under my household, you're not buying yourself a motorcycle. And I forgot how I even scraped up the money. I was working with my dad. I wasn't making nothing crazy, but
mm-hmm,
I was working for my dad and I was getting like a little salary. And I bought myself a motorcycle because I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm up. I got a few $1,000 in my name. Like, I'm up. I'm buying myself a motorcycle. I don't
yeah,
care.
What, you had a Ninja?
And I actually bought myself it was a CBR 600, a 2004.
Okay.
And bro, this was like 2017, like 2018. It was an old bike, mm-hmm, clapped out, but like, I loved it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you paid for it.
Yeah, and I paid for it. I ended up paying, I think it was like $3,500
nice,
for the bike. And I got the title and it was like, all right, cool. And it was funny because I hid the bike at one of my friend's house. And I'm like, bro, like, leave it here. Don't even bring it by my house. Yeah. Just tell your parents, like, it's my bike. I don't care, but my parents cannot find out. And I remember, bro, his dumb one day, and it's funny because we're still friends to this day. His name is Manuel, right?
Manuel, what's up, bro?
Bro, his dumb, I let him ride it around the community. First thing he does when he's done, brings it right and pulls it right into my mom's driveway. My mom flipped the biggest, and it's not like I was inexperienced with bikes. I had been riding dirt bikes and, you know, different things along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. So I was familiar with riding bikes. My mom flipped the she called my dad right away. And at that time, my parents were paying for my phone bill, and my dad cut off the phone bill. And I had maybe like $200-$300 in my bank account. And by that time, I was already like trying to learn what trading was, right? And I was looking up different like things online, and they're like, you gotta sell the bike. You gotta sell the bike.
Wow.
Right? And I was like, all right, like I really don't have like any other option in here. Like I can't store it anywhere. And my mom literally kicked the bike and that shit fell on the floor. And I ended up putting it on, I don't remember if it was OfferUp or Craigslist. And I lost like $500 on the bike and I sold the bike for $3,000. I drove it all the way up to West Palm Beach, got the $3,000 cash, put it in my bank account. And I was like, all right, cool. I bought a few courses. And I think I had like $2,000 left in my name, right? And I don't remember exactly how much Q's course costed at that time, but I was like, you know what? Like people were talking about this QBanks guy. Let me look into him. I had bought a few courses from like people on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think his in-person was like $1,500 or like $1,700 and had like $2,000. And I looked at it and I'm like, all right, bro. So the minute he launched it, I bought it with two of my other boys, and I ended up having the rest of the money that I had, I literally put into a trading account, and that's basically like how it all started for me. Because the course was like 6 months out from the day that I purchased it. And then I took the entire online course, and I had taken a bunch of other courses. So I had started, already had some like prior experience, but then I started having like his experience, and I started incorporating a different ideologies that he was teaching into his course, into my own trading. And then by the time the course happened, like, I mean, I wouldn't say like I was consistently profitable, but I was making a few thousand dollars, you know, here and there on a trade. I had already had $1,000 day. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
It was a good experience.
So I like to ask certain questions to bring out characteristics of successful traders. And I'd be going on these rants, you know what I mean? Yeah. About what it takes to be successful at this skill set, right? And you just really hit like just the things that I've been discovering. A lot of people complain, right? About nobody wants to teach me. Or they complain about I've been doing this for this amount of time. Or they complain about everybody wants to sell me a course, right? You are a 17, 18 year old kid. You just sold a bike for $3,000.
Yeah.
And you take that money and you go invest in your education.
Yeah.
And it's 6 months out. So it's not even like you finna like get access right now, but you're hungry.
Yeah.
You're hungry for the skill set. So even if whatever you learn doesn't work, it's like you're hungry.
Yeah.
So who's ever, I got a course, I got a boot camp, I got this, you just want the information.
Yeah.
And I feel like in this day and age with all this talk about a scam this, a scam that, people are missing the point. The point is you gotta get exposure. It's not about what's a scam and what's not. It's about how can you throw yourself at information until you figure it out.
I can confidently say that I've bought in a few courses of individuals who have essentially disappeared by now, and they're nowhere to be found. And a few of them got involved in like some crazy shit. And I could say like most likely like there's a 99.9% probability that those courses scam me, but I don't care.
I
don't care because I made all of that money back plus more, and it gave me the exposure and the first stepping stones that I needed. And to be honest, like the people that are scared to invest, especially in knowledge, I can confidently say like free information is only gonna take you so far, in my personal opinion. When you go to somebody and you invest essentially in their experience is what you're doing. They're giving you what to do and what not to do in the markets. Like, sure, there's a lot of people online nowadays that maybe they don't have the most trading experience that are selling something, or maybe you've never even traded live capital and are selling something and are showing fake trades. there is some form of at least knowledge and experience for them to even think about selling a product. Because, I mean, to be honest, like, I don't think anybody's just gonna randomly just start selling a product, especially an information product, on something they have no idea about, because they'll be called out like that.
Yep.
You know, so you're gonna gain some level of knowledge and experience, and it's just part of the business costs, in my personal opinion. Especially when it comes to like starting any type of business, you're gonna need to invest into that business to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, so I saw it as like a business cost, and the people that aren't willing to invest in their own knowledge and their own education, to be honest, like you're scared of investing in knowledge and education. You wanna get to a point where you're making thousands of dollars a month, let's call it tens of thousands of dollars a month.
Yep.
You really think by being scared of getting scammed $500, you're gonna get anywhere? Like, that is the most broke mindset that I personally ever read of. And it's honestly a lot of fear. Yep. But you know what, bro? The way I see life is somebody's gotta flip the burgers. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta flip the burgers. Yep. Somebody's gonna have to valet my car. You know, somebody's gonna have to be at the cashier at the gas station ringing me up for my $2 Red Bull, you know?
Yeah.
Without them in society, like, society would not properly function. Everybody can't be rich.
Absolutely.
You know, when you make money in the markets, it's because somebody else lost it.
Absolutely.
And vice versa.
Yep.